This is the Big Breakfast Blatt, Ollie and Duffy with you between now and 10 with thanks to Coffee House Lane. We were talking about the SVP, Vincent's Michael Street, hosting Blue Monday. Like the sound of this, it's basically a bake fun day, and it's a baking competition with two categories. But in studio, we have Paula Marks, who's shop manager, to tell us a little bit more about it. Paula, welcome. Fighting the traffic this morning on a busy Monday, manic Monday, to get here. Great to have you along. Yeah. So tell us a bit about this.
So basically, what we find is after Christmas, everybody's a little bit down when the decorations come down, and Blue Monday is notoriously one of those days when everybody's feeling their lowest. So what we've decided to do at our store in Michael Street is hold a Bake Fun Day. So we want our customers to bake up a storm, enter our competition, bring it into the store on the 20th of January, and we will judge it, and there will be prizes for the winners of this best sweet dish and the best savoury dish. So two prizes. So it should be a fun day. And also, it's open to anybody that wants to come in just for a chat, because basically we are a community hub, and we'll have tea and coffee, we'll have cakes for people that just turn up and want to watch, and we'll also have refreshments for the guys that are taking part in it, and prizes, so, and judges. So it should be a fun day. We're looking forward to it.
So tell us about those judges, because Ollie and I think we would be the ideal judge for this meeting. Sitting there eating something, is this good? Yes, this is lovely.
You are more than welcome to
Who
come.
Do we have as judges, Paula?
You have Dave from the food hall, the manager of the food hall. And we have Grania, our lovely volunteer, and she is a baking expert. So we're looking forward to it. She will be doing all the baking, actually, for anybody that's coming in out of the cold for a cup of tea or coffee and a cake. She makes some beautiful lemon drizzle cakes. So that's worth it anyway.
And it's a lovely idea, because Blue Monday, for anyone maybe that hasn't heard of this, it's been identified as the Monday, the most Mondayest Monday that ever has been, I suppose. Right.
That ever Monday,
because we've had such a long run into Christmas where we've talked about events that are happening. Yeah. There's a lot more people around. Your sitting room is lovely and full of colour and lights. And then suddenly, boom, it's not.
Gone.
And we don't have anything to look forward to. We're low in cash. Yeah. For anyone who works monthly, you've got a very long month until paid again. It's just a little bit glum.
And it can be depressing for some.
It can. In the mornings, we spoke about seasonal affective disorder this morning. Right. When the mornings are a little bit darker and the evenings are darker, it's hard to keep yourself motivated.
That's right.
And that's where community really comes into its own,
Paula. Right. Yeah. And we have a beautiful bookstore upstairs in our shop as well. And that's where we're using as the hub for any activities that we do. And we often have the coffee mornings as well, like once a month. Mm. Again, where it's just to get people in off the street, have a cup of tea, cup of coffee and a cake. You know, if you want to donate, you can. If you can't, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's really just about coming in and having a chat.
Brilliant stuff. And the work you do is very important too, in terms of the shop. And are you always looking for supplies? Or
we are, yeah. Donations greatly received. We love all that. And I spend my day going through all that. You would be amazed at the type of things we get. They're just fabulous. Mm. Like, the donations are
good quality stuff.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And this time of the year, Paula, would you notice an increase in donations, because so many people may have received things?
It's the run up to Christmas.
The run up to when people are trying
people
to pay.
Clearing out.
Yes.
Mm. Because they know that stuff's coming in and they get stuff for the sale. So we get a lot of donations prior to Christmas.
And that's obviously ideal then. If anybody wants to purchase presents for children or for themselves, you know there's good quality stuff there that maybe wasn't right for someone else.
That's right. And we often get brand new, you know. So, people come in and they say, look, we have this, we don't need it. If you can get something for it, great. And that's what we're all about. So, bring it on.
Fantastic.
What's the oddest thing that anybody has ever donated, Paula? Would you have anything off the top of your head? Because I always think people must leave things in their pockets that they didn't know were there. Or, I mean, what kind of things would people donate? Is there anything that sticks in your head?
I've had some very odd things, probably things I can't even mention. seriously, yeah.
Sure, it's only the three of us chatting here.
The whole world. Yeah, no, I've had some dodgy stuff, but I've had some fantastic jewellery, gold jewellery, which obviously people, you know, they could
sell it.
Bring it down themselves, sell it down, but they give it to us because they want us to make the money, because they know it goes to our local community. Every Vincent de Paul shop in the country and the world, in fact, they donate directly to their own community. Mm. And it's just the best thing to be part
of.
It really is.
Lastly, how did you get involved?
Oh Christ! I've always been in sort of the rag trade since I was about 17, and I've always loved upcycling, and it's something that I do, vintage clothes and all this kind of thing. So it's just lending what I have and what I love to a job that I want to do, And it's taken me a long time to get to the point where I thought, I want to do something that makes me happy, that I can do well. And then, I mean, look, you can't do anything without our volunteers. We have fabulous volunteers in the shop. I want to say a big shout out to those. They're amazing. And these are people that give their time for nothing, you know. And
without
that's
whom
invaluable.
You couldn't operate.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Well, listen, it's a great initiative. It really is. To remind people, SVP Vincent's Michael Street will host Blue Monday Bake Fun Day baking competition. It's happening on Monday, January 20th.
Yeah, come on down.
Judging starts at 10 a.m. And do people have to let you know in advance that they're coming?
They do. We have application forms in store. You can give us a ring if you can't get out and about. It's 051-870-663. And we'll happily tell you what it's all about. And we can take your details over the phone. So either call in or give us a call.
Great event. New friends to be made.
Yeah, we're looking forward.
Lots of sweet treats to be eaten. Woo, music to my ears, Paula.
I presume you get to taste a little bit of everything, do you?
I definitely will be tasting.
Oh,
yeah,
quality control, Ollie.
Yeah. Exactly that, yeah. Paula, listen, a real pleasure to talk to you.
Thank
and a lovely
you so
meeting
much.
You today. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much for giving us the time.